Well, let's say, is this something you really want to discuss?
I don't suppose this is going to be aired on any television station or radio station.
No, this won't be aired anyplace, this is just between...
I think around here they're referred to, except in their presence, as niggers. And in their presence and in polite company, they're referred to as negroes.
Any special derogatory terms?
Jigs, alligator bait.
I think the worst mistake, or the worst one I can think of right now, I ever made was to have a Negro girl in class and forget that she was a negress. For some reason or other, I was explaining something. This wasn't here, this was up in Wisconsin.
Well, before a class, you would no doubt refer to the race as the Negro race.
Well, I made a worse mistake than that. I was explaining something, I was building a fine case. I wanted to make my point and drive it home. I used an expression that I've never before, never since used in class. But I got it all laid out here, and then I was going to spring the trap. I said, but you see, there is a nigger in the woodpile.
Yes.
And oh, I just wanted to die on the spot.
Yes.
It was one of those painful pauses for all of us.
What types of reference do they have for them in Michigan?
Jigaboo? Oh, let's see. Jigaboo, jig, coon.
Yeah.
Coon is quite common.
That's common here.
Alligator bait, of course. That would be the humorous one. Jim Crow now and then. Any special terms for Indians?
I don't think for one.
In some regions, they're generally referred to by tribe. He's an Oto or an Osage. Out in the Southwest, they refer to them by tribe. They also call them gut eaters.
Oh. I suppose in the early days you could have found some nicknames.
They don't use the intestines of their cattle out there, and evidently the Indian will. They don't know about blood sausage. The liver will seldom put in the sausage, it's usually fried. The chitlins or haslet is always cast off. The Indians know about these things, so they come around and ask for them.
Well, how do you know?
Any special terms for poor white people? That is, they're not only poor, they're poor in physical goods, but they're also poor in everything else.
Oh, you hear the name poor white trash applied to them. Mm-hmm. That's a southern term that's crept this far north.
And a person from some remote area, a person who doesn't know very much, he's backwards in about everything he does.
Old hillbilly.
And the man who delivers your mail.
Mail carrier. Wait a minute. Postman. I'm seeing that.
If you were standing here under the table, let's say, to change one of those neon tubes, and you momentarily lost your balance and then you gained it, and someone said, what happened? You might say, well, I
lost my balance.
I lost my balance and I
fell.
Well, not quite.
Staggered.
Let's say you didn't quite fall.